It's about 11:15 a.m. on day 12, Friday the 7th of August. I'm about 20 kilometres north of the Birkenwills Roadhouse, cycling south along the, I think it's the Carpentaria Highway. It's quite warm already, forecast to be 30 degrees centigrade today. The country's mainly open scrub, sort of low trees, well spread grass, which is greenish, red soil. Lots of termite mounds made out of that red soil. Quite a lot of blackened small trees from some kind of fire that went through at some point. In the horizon on the right ahead of me is one of the tall communications towers, which you seem to see all over Australia. I think it's microwave transmission, but I'm not sure. The last 12 to 24 hours been a bit of a blur, really. I set myself this goal of getting to Mount Isa by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, when the bike shop's going to open for me and I'm going to get my new tyre fitted and they're going to give the bike a service before business. So after getting a late start yesterday because of the flat tyre, it was always going to be a bit of a challenge, and I knew this section would be tough because as usual there's a southerly wind forecast, which means it's a headwind the whole way. Also, I was very tired this afternoon. It's just a, it was just a grind. The road's not very hilly, but I'm just dog tired. And the 10 kilometer posts seem to take forever to come along. You keep playing mind games with yourself, saying 40 kilometers, you know, that's only a marathon. It's one ride around Brisbane Water back home. And 30 kilometres, you know, that's less than 20 miles. You used to run that as a race. 20 kilometres, that's just a short run. How fast can it, how slow can it be to ride a bike? And 10K, you know, that's just the distance of the standard time trial at Terrigal Trotters Running Club. And surely on a bike, that'll take no time flat. So you end up doing a countdown to all of the places you're going. And when you're really tired, that countdown seems to take a long time. And you can't believe it sometimes. When you think you must have missed a kilometre post, and then suddenly it appears on the horizon and you haven't gone as far as you thought. So yesterday evening I got to a road junction south of Normanton, where I could turn right and ride 7 kilometres into Normanton and get a motel room for the night, leaving 360 something kilometres today. Or I could turn left as I did and try and get some of the distance out of the way last night at night, when the winds tend to be lighter and the weather cooler. And I think that would have been fine, except I was just so tired. I just kept sort of pushing myself along. I knew there'd be times when I got very sleepy, and I stopped a few times. I guess with about 160 kilometres to go to the roadhouse, I decided I needed a 2-hour sleep rather than a 15-minute nap. And I had that at a rest area on the side of the road, just a concrete table with a shelter, nobody else there. I just threw my ground sheet down on the dirt next to the shelter and slept there for a while, a couple of hours. Didn't even bother putting, I put my Gore-Tex long pants on, but didn't bother putting anything over the top of me, just slept in my clothes. Didn't take anything off, shoes or anything, so that I could just get up and go again. I'd been rationing my food. I'd sort of had two sandwiches at the junction near Normanton that serve as my dinner, and then that left me with a large block of chocolate and some Coke and some Powerade and some water to see me through to the Birkenwells Roadhouse. I've worked my way through all of that chocolate, finished about 80 kilometres ago, and all the Coke and all the Powerade, and now I'm down to about a cup full of water left, but only 20k to go, so not a problem, but just points out the need to provision and ration carefully when on these longer hauls between roadhouses. This is something like 350 kilometres with no resupply. After that 2 hour break, with 160k to go, I kept riding. It was a beautiful night for riding, there's no doubt about that. Absolutely quiet, fantastic full moon, very bright star near the moon, which I think I heard on the radio was probably Jupiter. Times when I stopped, so there was not even a hum from the bike wheel, just absolute silence, not a sound from anywhere in the world. And this brilliant lit landscape. But there was always this overhang of fatigue that probably reduced my appreciation for where I was and what I was doing. Anyway, in the small hours I started to get really drowsy again. I started taking a 100 milligram caffeine tablet every 3 hours earlier in the night. That's about equivalent of a cup of coffee, so I'm not exactly overdosing on caffeine. Just have one of those every 3 hours to try and keep me going, but clearly that wasn't enough. I had a 15 minute nap about 3 a.m. Try and keep riding. My pace was slowing. There were some gradual uphills. There was constant light headwind. And many times my speed would have dropped off to well below 20 kilometres an hour. At about 5 a.m. I really noticed it. I was barely making progress while I was riding, just so tired, maybe hallucinating, I'm not sure. Every now and then I would get a fright and I'd see something that wasn't there, or a sudden flash of colour or something. And then when I started to weave on the road, I knew that I was going to have another break. So I pulled off the road onto a side road, a sort of a station track, and went off about 100 metres along that track and just threw down my ground sheet and put my Gore-Tex pants back on and went to sleep. The wind was a little cool. I woke up after a little while, can't don't know how long, and got my one-man tent out and crawled into that like a sleeping sack. Now, unfortunately, it's not as warm as my old one-man tent. It's got more ventilation in it, so that's a little bit of a problem if I need protection later in the trip. I slept there for about 2 hours and got up about 7 o'clock when the sun came up. It was quite warm fairly quickly. Finished off the chocolate and then just been continuing to ride south. Still got a little bit of wind in my face. It's got warmer and warmer. We're listening to the ABC radio, which is being broadcast from the Mount Isa Rodeo, which is on at the moment. I just can't help thinking how nice it would be there, just sitting in the stands watching the rodeo events in this on this beautiful day, with nothing much else on my mind. But it's not going to happen this year. Maybe I'll have to put it on the list for next year. Saw a few kangaroos during the night, but not much else. There's a few eagles around. They feed off the roadkill, but sometimes they're not fast enough to get out of the way of the big trucks, become roadkill themselves. About 10 kilometres ago too, there seemed to be a sort of a swarm of moths, or a cross between moths and locusts. So I didn't really get a close look at one, but having said that, a couple of them flew into my face or lodged into my clothing. And there was a lot more bird activity in that area, so that's obviously what they were feeding on. Another animal I saw last night was, looked like some kind of parrot, but I ran into a couple of them. They were just sitting on the road. I guess the road might stay a bit warmer during the night, and you don't see them until you're almost on them, and then one of them nearly flew up through my front wheel. I don't know how he missed, so I nearly had chopped parrot as a problem. Another problem when I was really tired was you just don't concentrate on the road as much as you should, and at one point I nearly ran into some roadkill, quite a large kangaroo. If I'd hit that, I would have come off the bike. Wasn't travelling at a great speed, but wouldn't have been much fun landing on a dead kangaroo in some stage of decomposition. So I'm having a few electrical problems. My phone battery's run out, so until I charge that, I can't really call anybody, assuming I had reception anyway, and that includes the bike shop to tell them I might be late. I've worked out in my head that I can probably get to the bike shop still if I sleep by the road again tonight, rather than at the motel in Cloncurry that I booked. My guess is that the earliest I'm going to get it to Cloncurry is about 11 o'clock tonight. Doesn't sound like a motel to check out again a few hours later and ride to Mount Isa. I really should call that motel and cancel the booking as well, but again, I have no battery left and I have no mobile phone reception. Also, my camera seems to need a recharge as well. Not sure what's going on there. Sometimes it seems fine. Sometimes it discharges fairly quickly. I keep it in the side netting pocket of my backpack where I can just reach it and take pictures. I think maybe sometimes I put it back and somehow it stays turned on and that drains the battery, even though I think I've got it on auto off. I am a bit worried about my advanced state of fatigue. I think even after I've been to the bike shop tomorrow, I then have about another 180, 90 kilometres to Camberwell, where I plan to spend tomorrow night. There should be enough time to get there. And the winds should be favourable. So it's about 10 hours riding, 11 hours riding if I leave at 9 a.m. I should be there by 8 p.m. hopefully. But I'm toying with the idea of dropping back from my 50-day schedule to do a 51-day, and there's a motel on the way out of Mount Isa that I've stayed at before. That's got a small grocery and takeaway food shop quite close by, which is very convenient. And I'm half tempted to see whether they have a vacancy as I leave tomorrow, and if so, I might have a day off. Well, not a day off, but because I've already done 120, 130 kilometres, but get a good sleep in tomorrow afternoon and then have a relatively short day to Camberwell the next day. That's one option anyway that I'm considering. However, that's unlikely to happen for one reason, and that is that the rodeo is on in Mount Isa, and I gather accommodation's mostly all booked up, and I suspect that a motel like that one, which is a sort of budget on the edge of town, would be definitely one where the budget rodeo participant stays. So the option may not be there, and I should plan accordingly. It's just, as you can tell from my description, it's definitely a bit of a grind at the moment. It's a pity because I really like this country. It's just vast. You just look to your left and your right and you think it's probably exactly the same for 100 kilometres in any direction. A lot of it hardly ever sees a human hand. It's not rugged, it's just arid. Arid outback. Having said that, there's probably mining operations hidden away in there and the occasional cattle station and all that sort of stuff. So it's not that far off the beaten track. And there's those communications towers I referred to. And always seems to be a power line on its way somewhere. Okay, that's it for now.